Hey, you're not playing on Friday.
You're right, yeah.
What's up? You're back?
No, hip. I've got a sore hip, which is not getting right, so I'm going to go for a different bit of treatment and hopefully we'll be all right.
How long do you reckon you're
here? Well, hopefully for Somerset. Okay. Hopefully, if things go well. So it's just frustrating to miss the first game.
I'm guessing it's a long summer, isn't it? So no point taking any chances.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, the key, I suppose, in one sense. In July, obviously, first test match. But you know, ultimately, the hip's not quite right. So it needs to get right before you can play.
Is that a new injury or is it something that's been going for a while?
Yeah, it's been going for a month or so now and we can't get it right, so it's just frustrating.
And like, does it save someone an easy decision about who has to get dropped? There's a lot of talent in the Essex top seven this
season. Yeah, I mean, probably, yeah, I suppose that's why you have a squad, isn't it? You're never going to have everyone always available. I'm just a bit disappointed because, you know, it's the first game in the first division. It's important to get off to a good start. I've been hitting the ball pretty well, actually, so it's just... But it is what it is. Yeah, unfortunately, the battle with Jimmy's no longer sort of bragging rights of the summer. We're going to have to miss. So.
Have you texted him to let him know you've ducked out? Or?
Well, I've sorted him out a game of golf, so he seems to be quite happy at the moment. he'll be telling me that I've ducked the challenge, I think.
How do you see the season going for Essex, obviously? First one back in Division 1 for 7-odd years.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be tough, I think, with two out of eight teams going down. That's a big percentage. And, you know, historically, the second division sides coming up have found it hard. You know, one thing we do seem to have is good strength and depth in our batting. You know, one of the, as you said, one very good player will be missing out. So that will be good. We scored a lot of runs in the second division last year, which means you're quite a hard side to beat if you can score those runs. So if we can carry that momentum and form in and get that confidence like we have, whatever situation we're in, I think we always manage to post a score. So. Yeah, you know, there's a big talk. I think mentally the hurdle will be, you know, if we can get over that hurdle of being that second division side and everyone's expect us to do it, and if the players can have a different mentality to that, which, you know, I think they have got, and we start well, I think it'll be good.
Is it nice to be back at Chelmsford, back at Essex, you know, away from all the England stuff over the winter, all the captaincy stuff? Has it just been nice to be at Chelmsford and be, you know, one of the Essex boys?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, at the moment it hasn't really changed because, you know, whether I was captain or not, you know, this is always a way when I come back. You just fit in and you get on and you try and score some runs to the side. So, yeah, I think the big difference will be in July, you know, that first game. But ultimately it's... You know, it'll be fine. But it'll be a lot of people will talk about it just because it's easy journalism to talk about and it's an easy story. But you know, it'll be absolutely fine, and hopefully, I can score runs to get selected.
In terms of Essex this season, you mentioned two teams going down there. Is it about just staying up for Essex, or is it striving for more?
Well, I think it's striving for more. To be honest, I think if you set yourself on just staying up, I think you might have a dip. The mentality might be wrong. You know, I think clearly. People will expect us to go down, that's what I was trying to say, but if we can reverse that mentality and play some good cricket early on, you know, things change very quickly. And we've got, you know, there's players here who are, you know, fine players who, you know, should score runs, you know, in the first division. It's not that big of a step. You know, we face against these guys in the one day cricket, they're not playing a totally different league, and if people can believe that in their minds, then, you know, they'll be difficult moments like there is in any season, but you know, the runs on the board, we should score some runs.
Where does the side that Chris Silver was assembled ranking in terms of the players you've played with Essex in the past?
It's so hard to say that. You know what, I'm going to use a real good cliche now. I've got a good squad full of experience and youth, which is what you need. There you go.